Chapter 7, The Exit Strategy. Quote, "It's not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." Charles Darwin. The conclusion of the mentor-protege relationship should not be a difficult time. Rather, it should be a shared realization of projected goals, marked by the successful completion of one phase in a long-term relationship. Of course, the dynamics of the relationship will change upon dissolution of the mentor-protege roles. Your protege is embarking on a journey toward a successful career. As a mentor, you can take pride in witnessing your protege spread her wings and soar on her own. A successful exit strategy can be compared to the conclusion of a productive meeting or conference. You and your protege should engage in a review of the mentoring process, wrap up any unfinished business, and create plans for the future of the changed relationship. Meeting goals. At this stage, it's a good idea to return to the original goals you and your protege established at the outset of the relationship. Have your goals been met? Is your protege in a position to grow without your direct guidance? Goals may be met directly or indirectly through the mentoring process. An extensive comparison of before and after situations can show whether the mentorship has been successful. Answer the following questions in regard to your goals for both you and your protege. Has the relationship progressed on a generally upward slope? Has your protege made any noticeable advancements in his career? If so, what were they? Does your protege have access to higher levels of influence in your industry? What are the specific connections you've helped her make? Have you taught your protege everything you can about your industry? Do you have a greater sense of confidence in both your abilities and the abilities of your protege as compared to the outset of the relationship? In which specific skill areas has your protege progressed the most, the least? What should he concentrate on at this point? Did your goals change over the course of the mentorship? If so, were the new goals met sufficiently? What were the greatest challenges you encountered during the mentoring process, and how did you meet them? What were the greatest challenges your protege encountered, and how did she meet them? Is it easy to envision your protege advancing in his career and becoming a success at this point? What were the most important things you learned during the mentoring process? Do you feel you're in a better position, either personally or professionally, as a result of the mentorship? Feedback is also an important part of the exit strategy. At this stage, it's important to continue clear communication. Let your protege know not only how successful the relationship has been, but why it has been successful. Your feedback will mean a lot to your protege and will help him or her continue to strive for improvement and excellence. Here are some pointers on giving constructive feedback. Keep it clear and concise. Back up your comments with actual examples from your notes, reports, or recollections gathered during the course of the mentoring relationship. Communicate your intentions in pointing out problems or errors. Let your protege know why you believe the problem occurs and what you think should be done to correct it. Ask questions and listen carefully to the answers. Some of your conceptions regarding the process may be a result of miscommunication, and a simple question can often clear up misgivings. Make your tone respectful and genuinely interested. You're not ending the relationship. You're merely shifting gears. You and your protege can continue to benefit from one another's input and support. Always start and end with the positive. Opening your feedback with negative commentary will sting, even if you end on a positive note. If there are problems you'd like to address, be sure you cushion the potential blow with positive feedback. You should also ask for feedback from your protege on the mentoring process. Ask your protege which aspects of the process worked and which did not, and solicit suggestions on what could be done to improve the process. This will help you in the future and enable you to take on another protege if you desire. Moving on. Once you have reviewed the process, it's time to wrap up any loose ends and finalize things. Congratulations are in order for both yourself and your protege. You've successfully completed an important and rewarding experience and gained new life skills that will help you succeed. It's a good idea to commemorate the occasion of your graduation. You and your protege might consider having dinner together or taking the time to have a relaxed and meaningful conversation reflecting on the progress you've made. In any event, it's time for a celebration on a job well done. Keeping in touch. The best mentor-protege relationships extend long beyond the actual mentoring process. Your protege may continue to work at your company, in which case you will likely become colleagues or partners and continue to work together. If your protege does not work for your company, you may decide to assist them with career placement, or you may simply agree to keep in touch and fill each other in on the details of your careers. You and your protege should discuss the framework for future communications. Since the relationship has changed, you won't need formal documentation or a contract, so this arrangement should be casual and agreeable to both of you. Key points to consider include physical location. If you and your protege are near each other now, will that situation change? Does your protege intend to relocate? Level of activity. Both you and your protege may experience increases in your respective workloads following the dissolution of the mentorship. This will limit the frequency of your exchanges, but you should still endeavor to keep in touch. Method of communication. If you kept in touch via telephone during the mentoring process, you and your protege may agree to communicate primarily via email in order to be able to respond at your convenience. Establish casual rules governing phone calls and personal visits to be sure neither of you interrupts the other and keep the relationship comfortable. The new purpose. What will you now expect to derive from the relationship? You and your protege may simply be interested in remaining friends, or you may be able to continue assisting each other. Determine what goals, if any, you'd like to achieve from this point on, and how you'll go about reaching them. Working with a protege is an exciting experience that can build lasting relationships and allow you to touch another person's life. Many great friendships have been formed during mentor-protege relationships, and many of the most successful business leaders credit their mentors with their achievements. Why not add your name to the list of exalted mentors? Chapter 8. Running Multiples. Because mentoring is such a flexible and customizable experience, the enthusiastic mentor can take on more than one protege at a time. It's quite possible to have multiple proteges without diluting the quality of the mentoring process and without making yourself crazy keeping up with them. Good qualities to possess if you plan to have more than one protege are excellent organizational skills, a flexible work and personal schedule, well-developed social skills, experience in a variety of areas, an established set of core materials and knowledge bases, the ability to multitask and meet deadlines, conviction and commitment to the mentoring mindset, a strong desire to make a difference. If these qualities describe you, then you may want to consider multiple mentorships. There are several different strategies you can employ in working with more than one protege. Diversifying. Different proteges for different purposes. Many business professionals have experience in more than one area. You may have held several positions within your company or worked with a variety of companies in different capacities. If this is the case, you can select multiple proteges with interests that match your diverse experience. To begin this process, familiarize yourself with those areas in which you have experience and identify those beginners who would be most interested in learning from you. In the business world, there are many paths and branches to choose from at the start of a career, and each path leads to a new destination with more choices. As an experienced professional, you can help proteges determine their own path and get them on their way. When you're running multiple proteges in different areas, be sure that you're consistently clear in your communication. Devise a method of distinguishing skills and knowledge that should be passed on in each individual case. It's helpful to be aware of all those possible paths to success within your industry, even those you've not chosen to take. In this way, you can help someone whose goals may differ from yours without seeming presumptuous. Part-time mentoring. Most mentoring, as a rule, is part-time, particularly for those whose companies do not offer a formal, structured mentoring program. Mentors often work on a volunteer basis and must find time outside of their regular job duties to develop a protege. The good news is that more and more organizations are realizing the benefits of offering a mentor program and are taking steps to initiate them within the company. The best part-time mentoring programs are structured with the needs of both the mentor and the protege in mind. Mandatory part-time mentoring, when no consideration is given to the workload of the mentor, causes undue stress and can result in a minimally effective mentor relationship that often causes more harm than good. Some companies offer partial work release for those who agree to become mentors. This allows the mentor to concentrate fully on the protege and keeps him from having to take necessary time away from other activities. If your company offers a part-time mentoring program that includes work release qualifications, you can take on multiple protégés by donating some of your off-work time. This option is best for those who don't have a crowded social calendar, but it can be done in nearly any circumstance. You may simply choose to offer an hour or two of your time twice a month to a protégé who has the basic components for success in place and only requires a bit of your influence and knowledge to soar. College interns are another viable option for part-time mentoring. Because interns are expected to share in the mentor's workload, the relationship does not detract from the mentor's responsibilities. If your budget allows for hiring multiple college interns, or if you can solicit them for free, you might consider taking advantage of the extra help while simultaneously offering young people a better chance at success. Group mentoring. This option is becoming more popular as the resource of available time dwindles for most busy professionals. Group mentoring, as the name suggests, involves instructing several protégés simultaneously who possess similar goals and objectives. There have been arguments for and against group mentoring. Those in favor of the process state the ability to extend the benefits of mentoring to a greater number of young people, while those opposed cite deterioration of quality and a lack of one-on-one interaction. One goal of a group mentoring situation that differs from individual mentoring is to encourage group members to help each other in addition to the assistance they receive from the mentor. This community approach to mentoring can prove beneficial to the protégés, as it creates a network of support and encouragement and opens further avenues for opportunity. When establishing a group mentorship, it's important to be absolutely clear on objectives and expectations on all sides. When establishing a group mentorship, it's important to be absolutely clear on objectives and expectations on all sides. As a group mentor, you'll need a strong sense of commitment and an abundance of enthusiasm. You'll also need negotiation and management skills. In any group, there'll be disagreements, and you should be ready to smooth ruffled feathers at a moment's notice. The obvious benefit for the mentor in a group setting is the ability to develop multiple protégés simultaneously. There are also benefits for protégés participating in group mentoring. Many people don't feel comfortable working one-on-one with a superior and would therefore thrive in a group setting where all the focus is not directed on them and their performance. A group format is also more flexible, less formal, and more social than single encounters. Of course, there are problems that uniquely pertain to a group setting. With planning and strong leadership, you can overcome problems and direct a dynamic mentor group. Some of the potential difficulties include dominance by a single personality, uneven learning experience and frequent repetition, low accountability for the success of the group, and a lack of candid feedback. Careful selection of group members and well-defined controls can lessen or eliminate many of those potential stumbling blocks. As a group mentor, you should take on those who have shared interests, objectives, and goals, and who learn through the same style and at the same pace. Also, be sure to stress that control of the group belongs to you, and no single member has greater importance or significance than another. Chapter 9. Leather, Rinse, Repeat. When your mentorship ends and you have successfully trained a protégé, it's beneficial to keep your momentum going. You may want to give yourself a cooling-off period to reflect on the process before beginning again, but if the mentoring program was successful, you should continue to act as a mentor. Do not forget that mentoring is a two-way street. You'll learn as much from your protégés as they learn from you. By continuing to mentor, you'll gain diversification, new life outlooks, and the satisfaction of having assisted several young people in launching their careers. This reflects positively on you, both professionally and personally. When you're ready to find another protégé, you can simply return to the beginning of the selection process and start fresh. There are also additional options for finding a new protege once you've completed a mentorship. Referrals from your proteges. During the mentoring process, you and your protege will have gotten to know each other well. You'll be familiar with each other's likes and dislikes, your personal and professional goals, your personalities and preferences. This makes your former protege an excellent resource for discovering new proteges to take on. If you plan to continue mentoring, you should bring this issue to light at the dissolution of the mentor-protege relationship. Let your protege know that you'll be looking for another newcomer to assist, as you have assisted them, and ask him or her to keep an eye out for likely candidates. Even if your protege continues working at your company, he'll likely have different experiences and may move in slightly different circles. College interns can also sometimes make good recommendations regarding other college students. Interaction between college students does not tend to be separated by grade level. Rather, students are familiar with others who are majoring in the same subjects. A graduating senior college student may know some promising juniors who would be ready to intern soon. Referrals you can act on with confidence will lessen your workload when it comes to taking on new proteges. You should still initiate a formal investigation and interview process with a potential protege, but in the case of referrals, you'll only need to perform the process once, and there's no pressure to decide between multiple qualified candidates. After retirement mentoring. Mentoring after retirement can sometimes be more rewarding than mentoring during your career. At this point, you've likely gained a wealth of knowledge that will prove immensely beneficial to any protege. Retirement also allows you to involve yourself in mentoring on a full-time basis. With the restrictions of time and quality erased, you may find that you're able to truly make a difference in the direction of a protege's career. Your protege will be appreciative of the ability to spend more working time with you. You'll also be more flexible in regard to meeting locations, as you can interact at any time. Post-retirement boredom is practically a disease. It's easy to slip into complacency after retirement and allow the mind to become clouded and dull. A lack of direction and focus has led many retired professionals to a less than satisfying existence. Mentoring will allow you to continue performing the work you love without the restrictions of your job responsibilities. It will also allow you to keep a finger on the pulse of your industry and remain current with developments and rising stars, which could include your protege. Final thoughts. Mentoring is one of the oldest and most satisfying pursuits in the history of civilization. Knowledge passed on from person to person has always been perceived as the most valuable and the most memorable. As a mentor, you're achieving the personal satisfaction of helping a young person succeed, as well as the recognition as a knowledgeable and generous expert in your field. Here are some key thoughts to keep in mind as you begin your mentoring journey. Mentoring is not an arranged marriage, but a partnership involving an exchange of ideas. Both parties learn from one another. As a mentor, you're not a guru passing on wisdom. Rather, you're a facilitator of knowledge. Present yourself as an open conduit instead of an unapproachable fount. In addition to skills and business behaviors, you'll be passing on attitudes and capabilities to your protege. Remember that your protege will learn as much from what you do not say as from what you say. A positive attitude is imperative for a successful mentor. Do not limit the development of your protege by your shared agenda. Remain open to new ideas that arise during the process and encourage dialogue exchange and free-form thinking. Explore every possibility. Refrain from focusing on promotions and company advancement during the course of your mentoring program. Instead, become project-centric. Make change and accomplishment more central to your objectives than outside recognition. In most cases, career advancement will be an automatic side effect of a successful mentorship for both you and your protege. Think of your protege as a mature child rather than a charity case. Focus on those activities and strategies that will help your proteges help themselves rather than attempting to hand them success. Your protege should be able to succeed on their own merits without resting on your laurels. As a mentor, your task is to enable rather than produce success. Careful selection and grooming of a protege can lead to one of the most rewarding relationships of your life. The mutually beneficial aspects of the mentor-protege relationship have far-reaching implications beyond the office or company. Above all, it is most important that both you and your protege derive comfort and enjoyment from the relationship and forge a connection that will last a lifetime. Quote, "The unselfish effort to bring cheer to others will be the beginning of a happier life for ourselves." Helen Keller.